ZLK, KR4HR.
KR4HR and 4ZLK. Good afternoon.
Still out there percolating around.
Pulled into my last pickup. Gonna back under the trailer and wait on them to finish. How about you?
I'm in Duncan, or coming into Duncan on the way home.
Hope you had a good day. Let me ask you again. I'll probably have to ask you another time, but is it Professional Express? Is that one of the names?
Professional in Carolina, but yes.
One of your box trucks the other day. Last week, I guess it was Friday. I just can't remember where it was exactly. Somewhere over near Donaldson Center, I think.
Yeah, well, it was last week's one day, I think. There's a place called DCS that's down at Donaldson that they go to. And then we do a lot. Do you know where Harkness is over there off of Augusta Road 25?
First delivery and my 5 o'clock pickup. And that's probably where it was. I said near Donaldson Center. That's probably where it was.
Harkness is actually a Carolina Express account, and I've had them for about probably 30-plus years.
That must have been where it was. I saw them Friday.
Fourth of July, we didn't do it.
Thursday. I didn't work Friday either.
I was going to say, you mean you worked and nobody else did?
No, it wasn't me. Not on Friday. Oh, I had a nice long weekend.
That's one of the few we get, but anyway, yeah, we go down there multiple times a day.
Company, they've got some amazing stuff. I got a little walkthrough tour and a look at some of the machines one time that they put together. It's pretty impressive.
Well, the guy that I dealt with for a bunch of years, he finally retired, but, you know, I started dealing with them when they were over there off of Pelham Road, or Garlington, I should say.
Years ago, kind of filling in, and I think I was in a package car at the one on Pelham Road, but I go there every morning, my first delivery, on the trailer.
I'm sure that's where it was, but just because we go there so much.
Did you have a good weekend and a good fourth?
Yeah, everything was good. I don't know, I had some stomach issues Friday itself, so I spent the day in my chair, but other than that, it was okay.
Well, or better. That's no fun. It's worse on a holiday.
Didn't eat barbecue, I'll tell you that.
Probably didn't eat much. We had a nice time. One of my youngest son and his wife stayed for the weekend. They live in town, but they stayed over with two granddaughters, and so we had a nice time.
I had two daughters in Spartanburg, but one of them with her two daughters was there, but I didn't see the rest of the kids.
Together, all the holidays, it's, you know, you don't realize when there's a lot of birthdays and holidays, and it gets to the point where it's impossible to get together every time, so we kind of pick and choose now.
Well, I got my oldest sons in Rock Hill, and we see them more. And then the youngest son is in Memphis, Tennessee. He works for the University of Memphis.
We're thankful that they all live around here. The furthest one away lives in Hickory Tavern. She just got married and moved down there. He already had his house built. So it kind of made sense for her to go there.
And that's what, close to Lawrence?
They live right off of Fairview Road. If you go through, actually, the little, I don't know if Hickory Tavern's an actual town, but there is an intersection that says Hickory Tavern, so I think it might be 101, on past 101 down there.
Name, but I swear my head went to where it might be, but yeah, well, my youngest son was in Charlotte. They left Charlotte and went to Texas. They came from Texas to Charleston, and then final destination ended up in Memphis, and her family is up there, so.
University.
Well, he graduated from North Greenville, and he worked with the football team, academic advisor and all that operations. More he didn't play, but anyway, in North Greenville, and then he worked all the way through to get his doctorate. Well, now he is the, like, academic advisor to the football and maybe basketball, several teams up there.
Sounds like he loves what he does.
Football fanatic, for one, so that's the driving force, but he did a lot more education than I would have wanted to do.
And I don't know if you can go much higher than that. I don't know what else would be after that, just more degrees.
Like I say, he was able to work study his way. I mean, they paid for most of it, so from that standpoint, I guess it was good.
Part way to do it. When did he leave North Greenville?
So you would ask me that probably 5 years ago, maybe.
My wife both graduated from there, and I believe it was spring of 2020. So they would have been there at the same time. And one of my son-in-laws worked there for a little while in admission. I don't know if he was there for a year. Probably wasn't. He didn't graduate from there, but he did work there in admissions for a little while.
Well, I'm not always good with times like that and dates, so I'll find that accurate information out before the next time I chat with you.
I was trying to remember the date, too, and the reason I remembered it was because everybody was wearing masks, and the band was up there on the stage with masks on that had slits in the masks while they're blowing their air all across the stage. It didn't really make sense to me, but that's what was going on at the time.
Oh, yeah. I am sure of that.
He's standing behind the scenes on the stage there, getting ready to come out and make a speech, and he was standing there talking with the governor, and because McMaster spoke. There was two or three people standing around, and when it was time for him to come out, he grabbed the mask out of his pocket, put it on, walked to the podium, took the mask back off, and gave a little speech. I was like, what are we doing here? Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah, we could go on all day about that and never make sense out of it.
The reason the date stuck with me, because I probably wouldn't have remembered otherwise.
If he knew somebody, and I don't remember, seemed like I don't know that it would have been your son. Anyway, but that's been a while back, too. I just asked him if he knew the name.
Actually, yeah. Got his ham radio license now, too. He's on there every once in a while. He'll check into the net. But there's another ham radio operator. I hadn't heard him on the air here for a while, but he works at North Greenville, W4NGU, Phil. He's even got a call for the... It sounds similar to North Greenville University, NGU, W4NGU.
Texted, as Tom would say, the War Department, but I haven't gotten an answer, so I'll have to get back to you on that date.
Out of curiosity. But, yeah, maybe the War Department closes at 5. She's not on duty anymore.
He's saying 18 or 19, so I'll just have to ask him to be sure.
But at some point, if that's the case, but my son and his wife, they were both in the outdoor leadership program, so they were gone a lot doing camping and hiking and learning rescue techniques and water rescue and things like that. They spent a lot of time off campus or outdoors while they were on campus.
Was that Seth or a different one?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I'll just ask him he calls about every night, and if not, I'll text him.
You know, a lot of people, they still get together with people they knew from North Greenville, and a lot of them are all across the country, and they'll get together when they come back into town.
That too, but most of those people that he was friends with were tied to football in some way.
just kind of the way Seth was, most of the people he knew were had something to do with the outdoor programs. So anyway, that's interesting. There's a lot of people go to North Greenville, and you don't really hear much about it.
Anyway, they don't come here a lot. I mean, they flew in the last time they came, so I don't know when the next time might be.
Forward to it every time. Even when I see my kids pretty regularly, I still look forward to seeing them. So I'm glad they're close. They were talking about Alaska, moving to Alaska, because they worked there for a couple summers. I would have been happy for them, but I would have missed them too. So I guess I would have had to visit them a lot more.
Cute, huh?
So small feat to get there, even flying. It's pretty much all day.
My son's name's Thomas Phillips, but he says he doesn't remember. But you know how that is. You might know a face and don't remember the name.
Ask him if he knows the name. But Seth's last name is Mabbitt, same as mine. But it's funny how many Seths were in their group. He's constantly talking about a Seth, and I'll picture one. He said, "No, it's the other one," or "It's the other one of you know." I think there must have been four of them at least.
Popular name, huh?
We named them. We didn't hear anybody or know anybody with that name, and we thought we were being unique, but I guess we weren't.
The guy works with me, or actually the guy who owns the company, his son's name's Seth.
Their oldest, his name was Ethan, or is Ethan. Didn't know a soul, didn't know anybody. There wasn't anybody on TV named Ethan. And wasn't long, it was a year and a half old, we started to run into all kinds of people with babies named Ethan.
Well, we actually have a grandkid that's named after the street that my mother-in-law lived on. They like that name of the street. It's a two-word name, Mariella, so they named their daughter Mariella.
I don't know if I've known anybody named from a street, but that's still a good name. I knew a Mary Ellen growing up, but I haven't heard that in a long time. Of course, every one of my wife's family, all the girls, they've got Mary in their name somewhere. Her mother's name was Mary. Then there was Mary Elizabeth was her first child, and then she's got a Mary Beth, and then a Roberta Ann. And then my wife's name is Beth Ann, so they kind of keep the Mary and the Anns in the family.
That's very distinguishing. Lets them know who's who, don't it?
Not much variety. Oh, well. Terry, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to run in and push them along here so I can get home. Got to make sure they load up, and I don't want to be hanging out here till 7:30. Thanks for the call. Hope you have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. KR4ACR and 4ZLK.
You too, Shane. Be careful. N4ZLK, KR4ACR, be clear.